wordsmith for the for the art. Redefine, To the Moon and Beyond are the album titles of my next guest. I read these titles and just had to check them out. This artist, his name is Del P, and I want to welcome him to the library with Tim Einigel. Del, thank you so much for joining me.
Man, thank you for having me.
Okay, so I want to obviously, you're a Philadelphia MC. And Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia just has this rich kind of history of great MCs, you know, Bahamadia, Black Thought, Freeway, Fresh Prince, Schoolie D, all these heads.
Beanie Siegel.
I mean, Reef the Lost Cause, you know, what is it about Philly that makes them produce these great artists?
Well, we're a musical city, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to New York. But, you know, Philadelphia was like the mecca also of hip-hop. So I feel like we, you know, we really concentrate on lyricism. The ones who take it serious, because a lot of the current MCs are just falling in line with what's popular on the radio. But the era I come from, we just love bars, you know?
All right. What was the Philadelphia hip-hop scene for you while you were growing up?
Oh, man, it was crazy because when I was a youngin', I was around, you know, Kusi, Steady B, the youngsters. That's the neighborhood I'm from.
Mm,
so, nice. You know, I seen history in the making. And when I got to high school, it was about Major Figures. It was about Beanie Siegel. It was about journalists. It was about Murder Mill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this one, Beanie, first, he had just got Sting. But before that, we had Ram Squad. We had The Roots. Like you said, we had Bahamadia. And these are all MCs that, you know, give me light, that show me love. So, you know, I just feel like I got a responsibility to them to keep the tradition going.
Do you ever feel that the, you know, with this talent pool, that the city of Philadelphia is just kind of overlooked for what you guys are able to produce?
Yeah, I feel like we're part of the blame for that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're overlooked because a lot of the MCs who are in position, they, you know, they make it bad on themselves with some of the decisions they make. So it's up to the up-and-coming MCs to, you know, change the history.
And that's something actually you address on the track, My Thoughts. You kind of spit about how you're not feeling, that Philly's not supporting you. What is it about, what is it about Philadelphia not really coming through and supporting their artists? I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's about, you know, they got to see it on TV or hear it on the radio constantly for them to be convinced that you're great. But since I dropped My Thoughts, like, it's definitely been an elevation. I don't know if you checked out Wordsmith, but that's my fifth album. Redefined was my first album. That was the intro of my first album.
Right.
And rest in peace to my brother, Brute, the one that's on the end talking. That we just lost him.
So, rest in peace.
You know, praise to my brother and, you know, the family. But, yeah, since then, Philly has been, you know, stepping up, showing love. But it comes more from outside of the city, like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like somebody who just hears the music and just embraces it for what it is, not because of who it is. You know what I'm saying?
I want to talk to you about, I think we first got connected with Instagram is when I posted a photo grid of those, your four album titles, right?
I appreciate that.
And I was blown
up.
And that was one thing I was like, kind of, you know, I don't know if it's what it means, but I was really blown away by the titles themselves.
Wow.
And so I want to obviously ask you about that. You know, we mentioned Wordsmith. We mentioned For the Art, Redefine, To the Moon and Beyond. These are all
and a new beginning.
And a new beginning. I'm sorry.
These
are all album titles. What is the actual album title process for you? But then when you come up with the album title, how does that influence the writing of the tracks? Or how do the writing of the tracks influence the album titles?
Okay, so I usually make the music first and how the music is feeling, like the mood is how I, you know, titled it.
Well,
To the Moon and Beyond was actually a song first, you know what I'm saying? But then it was so dope that I just said, you know what, I'm going to name the album To the Moon and Beyond because it's inspired by Gil Scott-Heron, who was the godfather of hip-hop. He was a singer, but if you listen to him, he was a lyricist.
Right.
So deep into the roots of hip-hop, and I always pay homage to the people before me. And I felt like he had a song called Whitey on the Moon. So that's where To the Moon and Beyond comes from. Also, because I'm from a neighborhood, and if you remember Gang War Days, Moon Gang was the gang of where I'm from. So it was To the Moon, basically saying to my neighborhood and beyond, meaning the world.
Dope.
Yeah, so it's always a concept with the album title.
Cool.
Like,
go ahead.
Wordsmith, you know, we dropped that on August 11th, 2018, which was the, you know, 45th anniversary of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the main elements of hip-hop is MCing, DJing, graffiti art, breaking, beatboxing. So, you know, Wordsmith is just another word for MC, which also was the last name of my family, you know?
Dope. For the art, you talk about how your goal as an MC is kind of to not just spread positivity, but also to empower the youth and give back. When did you decide that this was kind of be your part of your mission as an MC? And then also, why did you decide that this would be your mission as an MC?
Okay, so I always loved MCs like Rakim, Public Enemy, Brand Nubian, and most importantly, A Tribe Called Quest. That's the reason I'm in hip-hop, because of A Tribe Called Quest. And they were all about spreading the message. They were all about being themselves. So it was one point in time where I was trying to rap for everybody else to fit in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was still substance there, but it wasn't to this extent. I changed my content when I sat down with major labels, and, you know, they basically let me know their mission through the type of music they wanted me to record. And I just wasn't with it, you know what I'm saying? And then I was talking to some students at a school one day, and they were letting me know who they were, you know, who they were listening to. And these artists I had never heard of, and when I did look them up, all they were promoting was Poison to the community. So I felt like I had to step up and be, you know, the Common, the Nas of this era. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's dope. I might be all over the place, so I do apologize. But
oh, no problem.
I think Radio Raheem is just a great track.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, because it really kind of tells us who you are and what you're doing this for. But I have to know, like, if you could talk a little bit about the track, but also, what is kind of your favorite lyric on this track? And then what was your creative process going into this track?
Okay, so when I heard, shout out to DJ Les, because he just laid it out with the production.
Mm-hmm.
It just took me to a time where, you know, when I was growing up, every Saturday we used to be on the stoop and we'd be just out there with the boom box and just reciting lyrics and doing dance stuff, you know, hip hop, you know? And it just made me want to tell a story of where I come from, what made me want to be an MC. And my favorite line in the verse is, I had my mind on rocking arenas since DMC had them glasses and shell top Adidas. Around the time Slick Rick was trying to meet Mona Lisa, lost my mind when the Tribe dropped that song about Benita. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's real. That's exactly how this happened. It's exactly how it happened.
That's dope.
Oh man, that was enough. But that's one of my favorite songs on the album.
That's dope. On Del P for President, you spit, I feel like we're in the days of no color signs allowed.
Word.
What were you seeing at this time that prompted you to kind of write this lyric and this song?
Okay, so you know, the whole song is addressing what's going on, far as with the Waffle House situation and the Starbucks situation and the division that Donald Trump is trying to, you know, accomplish right now. So, you know, I had to speak on it. If you think about it, if you listen to Del P for President and you listen to Young, Gifted, and Black by Big Daddy Kane, that's what inspired me to do Del P for President.
Mm-hmm.
Having Martin Luther King's grandson at the beginning speaking, just like Big Daddy Kane had Farrakhan speaking at the beginning.
Nice. What do you think? I mean, we talk about Trump and we talk about what he's doing to this country. Is that, as an artist, do you find it I guess easier. I don't know if easier is the word, but to kind of to write as an MC, or with a different kind of president, or and with a different goal of not dividing the country, kind of be easier for you to write as an MC?
Well, I think right now it's the right time for MCs such as myself to step up and, you know, address everything that's going on. He make it easier for me to write. He's giving me so much content. He's inspiring so much content.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, even when Obama was in office, I was inspired. But, you know, I was inspired in a different way of, you know, yes, we can do this. Anything is possible. But this situation just opened my eyes up even more. You know what I'm saying?
On the track Redefined, you take us back to a 90s party. Why the 90s party?
Oh, man, because, you know, that was the era where, you know, when I was, you know, in the 80s, I was elementary school. So the 90s was when I was in high school. So, you know, we had Illmatic, we had Ready to Die, we had, you know, End of the Stage, we had 36 Chambers. Like, it was so much going on in the 90s that I had to represent on that song.
I'm glad you mentioned End of the Stage, because on the track Hold On, you mentioned End of the Stage, you know, Black Moon's at the stage. And the crazy thing is
that you're doing your research.
So the crazy thing is that next week, next Friday, I think, and this is going to make you and I feel old, so I apologize, but Enter the Stage will have its 25th anniversary since its debut. So I want to know if you could expand on what does that album mean to you as an artist and as a person, but also what do you think that album means for hip hop?
Oh, man, listen, I don't know what it means to anybody else, but Enter the Stage gave me some of the greatest hip-hop songs ever. Who Got the Props?
Mm-hmm.
How Many MCs? And most importantly, out of all of them, I Got You Open. When I heard that song, I played it a million times.
Nice.
No exaggeration. No exaggeration. And I was a major Black Moon fan, major Smith & Wesson fan, major OGC fan, major Helter Skelter. I love the Boot Camp Click. Shout out to General Still. Chat Smokey Live, shout out to Buckshot, because they all showed me love throughout my journey.
That's dope. I have to go back to your album titles, and I want to go back to Wordsmith, because when I saw Wordsmith, and by the way, you back up that album with your words on Wordsmith. I mean, there's always the worry that someone will kind of like, you know, put it to album title Wordsmith, and then it'll just not be the Wordsmith, you know?
Thanks. Thank you.
So, and also what that kind of tells me is that also, I mean, listen to your discography. It's kind of, you are a student of hip hop culture. And I know you're an MC, but so this question is, what is, and I imagine the answer is probably the MC, but I'm just curious, what is your kind of your favorite? Okay. Besides being an MC, here we go. What is your favorite element of hip hop and why?
Oh, okay. So my favorite element besides MCing would be graffiti art.
Mm. Do you do it?
Yeah, I can write. I can tag.
Of course.
I definitely can tag.
Nice. What is it about it that kind of, what does graffiti do for you that maybe MCing cannot?
Well, the art. You know, well, it's all, you know, all in the same range. But I used to just love, you know, making what we call them blow ups back in the day, mm-hmm. with bubble letters.
Yeah.
I used to love doing that in elementary school. Like, people would pay me to do their name in bubble letters. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin Vince, who his tag name was A1, had one of the best hands in Philadelphia. And I was able to, you know, duplicate, like, just looking at him, his name up on roofs. Back in the day, that was, you know, that, you know,
right.
That excited me. Like, yo, that's my cousin right there. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And going around the city and everybody knowing your name because you know, you got a hand. And I was one of those kids.
Of course. My last question is, what's next for you? I mean, kind of, what is your goal to kind of take your art to the next level?
Well, besides what I'm saying, you know, I'm an A&R at heart, so I love, you know, exposing new talent, and I got an arsenal of MCs that need to be heard from Philadelphia, like Tellin' Me, like Eli Capella, Knowledge, St. Basil, Mad Squabbles, The Works. Like, these are MCs, you know, that take that pen serious, you know what I'm saying? So anything I can do, or, you know, or I'm able to, you know, I'm going to do that. But also, I'm getting into songwriting. I just did a song for a guy out of Jersey that, you know, was pretty cool. It was, you know, because, you know, sometimes, like you said, when somebody say they're a wordsmith, but they're not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that whole process was dope. You know, me writing the verses for him, and then him trying to get my cadence down, you know, down pat. You know, I like stuff like that.
That's
painting
dope.
The picture for somebody else and, you know, them being satisfied with the work. So I can see me doing a lot of songwriting, a lot of A&R work, and touring, of course. That's what I really want to do.
That's dope. An incredible artist, MC, with incredible albums. Gotta check him out. He's Del P. Thank you for joining me on The Library with Tim Einiko. Thank you so much for doing this.
Man, thank you. It was an honor. And make sure y'all follow me at DelP215 on Instagram and Twitter. And Wordsmith is available on all digital platforms. And pray for me, Tim, because I find out next week if I'll be Grammy considered for Rap Album of the Year.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, shit. Good luck with that. That's great, man.
Oh, man. Thank you.